your speech. Bible Thought. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29, New International Version. Are we teaching others to use profanity? Since many use profanity, does that make it right? Profaning God's name was a sin under Moses' law, Exodus 20:7, and punishable by death, Leviticus 24:13-16. The Michigan Court of Appeals recently overturned a 100-year-old law which made cursing near women and children a crime. It concluded that much of the population would be guilty. A professional woman recently said on television that cursing by preteens is okay, and parents should not worry. We need to think about what our language says to others. God is certainly grieved when we misuse His holy name. We hear even small children publicly blaspheme God's name all too frequently. Of course, they cannot know that it is wrong unless they are properly taught by godly adults who set a good example. Wholesome speech blesses God, others, and ourselves. Solomon wrote that guarding the mouth and tongue will prevent calamity, Proverbs 21:23. And a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, Proverbs 25:11. Please pray with me. Dear God, help me to keep my speech pure and holy. Grant that I may always speak your name with reverence. In Jesus' name, amen.